Paul, before we get to the game itself tonight, a number of your players back on the ice here today. Can you give us an update as to where those guys sit right now for moving into this week?
We're waiting to see this week. Matthias and Tanev are the two closest to getting back to contact sweaters. Mason skated just before the skate. Hutchinson took apart. They're both facing shots now, so they'll kind of continue along that, and they'll be tested at some point this week to get at least back into full practice mode, and the others haven't changed.
Kind of a side note, Charlie's 1,500th game as a coach tonight in the league. His story as a player is well documented, but what's it like to work with him every day and what he brings to your group?
Well, he's the league is, whether it's on the website or on any of the networks, do a lot of kind of going back of guys who scored 50 or the best team ever that he was part of. He can tell you about hockey for the last 35 years. He's got a travel story for every one of them, but what's really interesting about him is as much as the game has changed over, so many of the things are still true of what his teams, what he's seen, what they went through. So whenever you have either a player struggling or your team isn't right where it needs to be, he's got experience in that and how it's been handled. Having a guy that, all those Stanley Cup champions, he's got a real wealth of experience, but completely humble. He's got all, five Stanley Cups, pretty darn good. Occasionally he'll wear a ring in, but that'd be about it. You'd never know from him. A really humble guy.
Kind of the way he handles your D, too, when you look at, the personality of Buff to when Josh and Jake were coming in here. It seems like all those guys just kind of gravitate towards him.
Well, he has a good read on the different kind of personalities and how to handle the different personalities. Just think about the number of guys he's played defense with, all of those people that he crossed paths with. And you can't approach every player or every situation the same way. So he understands the offensive part of the game, either being a part of it or playing with some of the best offensive defensemen ever, but also understands what needs to get done when you're playing with a guy like that. And we've got a bit of that on our back end, right? We've got some high-end offensive guys and some guys who have to play off that. He also does a really strong job running the bench, picking the matchup, but changing the matchup over the course of a game as players' games change, as the other team's lines change. He does a real nice job with that.
Paul, we talked a lot about a lot of the defensemen since Jacob has gone out, but how would you describe the way that Toby Enstrom has elevated his game during this recent stretch?
Oh, Toby and Buff as a pair have really done that, right? We've run them against the other team's best at times and run them behind offensive lines for us to generate some offense. What he and Dustin, and a big part of this is Toby, is so good at is making a simple read under pressure. So very good at going back, getting the puck with somebody on, making that 4-foot, 5-foot pass, whether it's to the inside, using his partner, Dustin. But they'll use each other and then come back to each other. Toby, as well as any of our D, relieve pressure under heavy forechecks. We'll see that here tonight. The confidence to grab a puck out of the corner and put it into the middle of the ice on the tape, really valuable.
How different is Florida playing? Obviously, they've had a lot of success during this stretch. Is it just a matter of them playing a little looser with where they are, or what do you see?
I don't know what goes back prior to the All-Star break, but they come out 7-1. Power play, absolutely, I believe, 10 of their last 28. So, but their defensive metrics have shifted. So I think offensively they're a pretty powerful team, and they put up close to 35 shots a night. They prior to the All-Star break, I think they also given up a fair amount, and then they've tightened that up. So they're still scoring, they're still feeling confident, but they've played well defensively. So to say that they've loosened their game up, I'm not sure that that's true. I think that they are confident because they're scoring. That's what happens with teams. They're feeling good. They've got kind of everybody up front feeling like they can score and generate. But defensively, they've been improved.